Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning we went and sent out in our agricultural e-letter the latest numbers from USDA's September crop production and WASDE reports that were released this morning. And just as soon as the computer cranks open here, we'll go ahead and share those numbers with you. I can tell you that in the world numbers, there was some interesting numbers to share. In the ending stocks for corn, it was down on a world level 3.44 million metric tons this last month. Meanwhile, as we look at the crop production numbers for the U.S., we find that corn is estimated at a size of 12.072 billion bushels and a yield of 152.3. Beans for the new crop estimated at 2.934 billion bushels and a yield of 40.0. That in comparison on a crop yield basis from last month's USDA numbers for corn at 155 and beans at 40.5. The numbers are looked at by the trade in early reports as friendly. We'll have to see just how friendly they are in just a few minutes with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Joining us now, though, in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we're going to start out talking about some wet weather. Some very wet weather is on the way for the Midwest Corn Belt. Right now, the radar showing quite a bit of rain across Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, across northern Missouri, far southern Iowa, right through the middle of Illinois, scattered showers across much of Indiana and Ohio right now. The heaviest rains in a broken band from central Kansas to just south of Kansas City to near Columbia, Missouri, to just north of St. Louis and up to around Springfield, Illinois, and then extend eastward across Effingham to just south of Terre Haute to just north of Louisville to just south of Cincinnati. There's a line there that's pretty heavy. When all is said and done, most of the Midwest Corn Belt, the lower Midwest Corn Belt, is going to get some rain. I was looking at a couple of rainfall total maps produced by a couple of models. We have the what some refer to as the NAM, which is the North American Mesoscale Model, which is really the one version of a mesoscale model run by the National Centers for Environmental Prediction. And it takes a band of heavy rain from near Houston to Dallas on into northeastern Oklahoma, into southern and central Missouri and central Illinois over the next several days and out toward Ohio. Some places, according to the model, will get 4 to 8 inches of rain. And all of Illinois and Indiana will get over an inch of rain, according to this model, with many locations picking up over 2 inches of rain and some over three and a few bands over four. So a soaking rain. No rain in the forecast on this model for northern and west central Iowa. No rain in the forecast to speak of for parts of Nebraska and also much of South Dakota, Minnesota. Those areas getting certainly less than an inch of rain during the next 5 days, and in many cases nothing. So they'll stay dry while much of the rest of the Midwest stays wet. The global forecast system, the medium range computer model, slows Ike down compared to every other model. So I'm not believing its timing. It's been all over the place the last several days. Not nearly as consistent as a model we look at from Canada and another one from the European Center in England. The models pretty much pinpoint that eastern Texas, central into eastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, much of Missouri, and portions of Illinois and Indiana and maybe southern lower Michigan and northern Ohio will get the heaviest rains over the next 5 days from Ike. And the heaviest of the rain being to our west as that storm comes inland. So Oklahoma, Texas, and southeastern Kansas probably getting the most rain from Ike. But the bottom line is it is going to be very wet for the next several days. After that, it looks like it's going to turn dry. We're going to have several days of dry weather, which will be much more favorable for crops. And initially, we're not going to have any extreme cold coming in. It's very cold up in Canada, but the jet stream wind pattern is such that the cold air is being held up in Canada, mainly northern Canada. At times, there will be surges of cold air into southeastern Canada and New England over the next couple of weeks. Now, as we get toward the last week of September, when we get to about the 25th of September and beyond, it does look like some colder surges of air get a little farther south, maybe clipping the upper Great Lakes and a little more into New England. I don't see any frost in the forecast for Illinois and Indiana the rest of this month, and it's likely most of the Corn Belt will stay free of frost through the rest of this month, although during the last 6 or 7 days of the month, a system or two could be cold enough to clip some of the far northern areas of the Midwest. I think as far as frost is concerned, though, we still have to look to October as the potential time for that, as there's some unusually cold air for this time of year in northern Canada. It's already winter-like up there, and it's only a matter of time before some of that cold air shifts southward, but it really just depends on the wind pattern as we go into October as to whether we'll get an early frost or not. But at least it looks like we're going to escape frost in our neck of the woods through the month of September. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 764 and a half up a quarter, last trade up 11 and a quarter. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 728 and a quarter up 2, last trade up 13. December corn opened at 533 and a half up a quarter, last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. November beans opened at 1179 and a quarter up 3 and a quarter, last trade up 28 and a half. October soybean meal opened at 332.50, up a dollar, last trade up 720. October soybean oil opened at 47.13, up one, last trade up 92. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's get right to the bottom line of this. Is this report from WASDE and the crop production numbers a trend turner on the futures market, or do we wait another month?
Well, I think I would rather call it a trend stabilizer, perhaps. In other words, I would anticipate that we're going to have a very positive response to it today, naturally, because we got some surprises that were lower than the average guesses, and those are important things. I think, too, when you look at the report closely, they reduced feed usage by 100 million. Otherwise, we would have been only at 900 million carryout. And that's suspect and questionable. They left everything else the same. On the bean side of things, they reduced usage by 31 million. Otherwise, we'd have shown 104 million carryout. And so I've got to say, I think in general, this certainly should make the people who have been so anxious to be short a little less likely. The key for us as far as the trend change in the futures has got to be when we start to see commodities decouple themselves from whatever's going on in the outside market, like the Lehman Brothers or like the crude oil market, you know. And I think we're certainly going to be helped this morning because currencies are down. You know, we've got the American dollar significantly down. We haven't seen that type of action in a while. But I guess I'm cautiously bullish. I continue to be long-term bullish, but I'm cautiously bullish for today. It is a Friday. Without Ike, we might have a hard time holding the strength that we were probably going to show on the open. But considering that Ike is coming in and looking to create more havoc with the down south crop, which we depend on so heavily. In fact, we've seen basis down at the Gulf on beans. It's $1.50 over right now. It just goes to show you how hard it is for them to get a hold of the product. So to answer your question, again, I would call it more of a future stabilizer.
So what are your calls then for this morning?
Well, I think we might actually see a day. We've got a chance here to see a day that where corn and beans could open up the same, and I think that could be in the 30 range, probably 25 to 30 cents up. We'll see wheat as a, you know, wheat didn't have nearly as good a report, but wheat will be a follower on that side of it. And livestock is going to be mixed. I think it'll probably be stronger in the live cattle and in the hogs, and maybe a little weaker in the feeder cattle.
And I guess when we come back on Monday, if Ike is over Texas and in the Gulf, I suppose that means we probably come back firmer on Monday?
I would certainly think so. I would think that if I just got a blur from CNN, said people at ground level in Galveston are facing death. So that says to me that they really feel firmly that Ike is extremely strong and that he is going to come into that area. And I believe if that's the case, yes, because it could generate a lot of rain. Also, as some of us, maybe who are far enough down here and actually have some corn that's dented or some beans that are ready, are going to try to start to harvest.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vicks of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.